You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. You're very welcome back to another Wellness Wednesday. Today, I thought we might ease ourselves into the new year. It's still feeling very new to me anyway. We might ease ourselves into the new year with some more prescriptions from the Poetry Pharmacy. A number of you have been in touch with me saying how much you enjoy these programs when we just take a step back from the longer discussions and have some poems and some music and some gentler time together. So we're going to have some prescriptions today from the Poetry Pharmacy and some hopefully uplifting music. Just sit back, relax, enjoy, and feel as well as you can on this Wednesday. Now, the first prescription that I'm going to give you today is for the condition of hopelessness, also suitable for depression or fear of failure. And this is a beautiful poem by Denise Levertov called Variation on a Theme by Rilke. Now, I've said before about the sense of hopelessness that can come upon us in the grips of depression. There's a feeling that the sun will never break through the clouds, that we'll never again know a sense of purpose and direction. When I'm in that sort of mood, lost in darkness with a black dog's jaws around my ankle, it can seem utterly implausible that anything positive might ever happen again. And yet it does, exactly when we least expect it. A sudden moment will thrust us out of powerlessness and into possibility. This poem by Denise Levertov can be a little hard to grasp at first, but once you understand it, it has the power to be absolutely revelatory. This makes sense, as that's precisely what it's about, a revelation, not of a generalised anything is possible sort of possibility, but rather of something specific. It's the realisation that your most important task, whatever that may be, is achievable, that your most longed for goal might be within your grasp. Maybe it's a particular job or an educational achievement or finding love. Maybe it's just about getting it out of bed and into the sunlight. But whatever your task may be, Levertov believes that the time will come when you approach it with a feeling of, I can. That transition is not always a comfortable one, or even one that's easy to welcome. One of the greatest paradoxes of depression is that while agonising, it can also be oddly comfortable. Levertov likens the moment of realisation and escape to being struck like a bell, accepting that we have a purpose. We must step out of our lethargy and self-pity and into the fiercely glowing world, can leave our ears ringing. It can be a near impossible to accept, but that's the task we must take on if we need to thrive again. Variation on a Theme by Rilke by Denise Levertov. A certain day became a presence to me. There it was, confronting me, sky, air, light, a being. And before it started to descend from the height of noon, it leaned over and struck my shoulder as if with the flat of a sword, granting me honour and a task. The day's blow rang out metallic, or it was I, a bell awakened, and what I heard was my whole self, saying and singing what it knew. I can.
When there was no map to follow, still there were songs in our hearts. Those who sing out in their sorrow never are truly apart. At journey's end, just round the bend, for the light shining through, even if only a soft glow, trust it will grow, it will bloom. There are better days to come. Don't get weary, listen for hope. Raindrops, turn them to song. There are better days to come.
That I thought we might look at today is a poem that I'm prescribing for the condition of unrealized talents. Now, we all have these, whether we choose to recognize them or not, but unrealized talents or hiding away or procrastination. And this is a very old poem by Hafiz. It's called It Felt Love. And this translation that I'm going to share with you today is by Daniel Ladinsky. It takes courage to open yourself and your talents up to the world. You risk rejection, even mockery, and yet nothing beautiful was ever made without that risk. All too often I have an idea or I find myself confronted with a piece of work which inspires fear in me. Exposing it to the world feels like a huge panic-inducing step, so I keep it hidden within myself, letting it gnaw away at me while a low hum of anxiety and self-recrimination takes hold. I can spend months in this state or even years, and yet when I finally take the step, make the phone call or send the email, I almost always find that I'm met with an open and loving response. Why, I wonder, did I waste so much emotional energy on cooping this thing up when all it needed was to see the light? Such self-protection can become self-harm. We ball ourselves up in an attempt to hide from the light, not realizing that once our eyes adjust, we'll wonder how we ever survived in the dark. If we never take the risk of exposing ourselves and the things we create, our potential will stay locked up within us, our creativity will become a source of resentment, and our beauty will wither under the ferocity of our frustration. And there's another message that I see in this beautiful poem by Hafiz. We all know others who could be capable of incredible things, if only they dared. Like us, they may need only one thing, to be seen, and to feel the light of encouragement shine on them. Yes, it can be dazzling. It may destabilize us for a moment, but remember, that light is not just exposure. It is also revelation. Open yourselves up like roses, and believe me, you'll be all the richer for it. The world will too. It Felt Love by Hafiz, translated by Daniel Ladinsky. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being, otherwise we all remain too frightened. Now the third poem today I'm prescribing for something that I suffer from myself, procrastination. It's also useful for unrealized ambitions or apathy. And this poem is called You Reading This, Be Ready, and it's by William Stafford. Getting started, it's not easy, is it? If, like most of us, you are prone to procrastination, it can be easy to assume that there will come a better time to start. A time when the stars are aligned, when your ideas are better thought out, when you feel absolutely ready. But here's the secret. Nobody ever feels truly ready to start. Not if the enterprise is worth starting anyway. Anything risky or grand or exciting will always frighten us. We'll never be totally poised to make that leap. And yet, what this poem tells us so wonderfully is that this fact shouldn't hold us back. Waiting for the perfect moment. for time to have brought us the right thoughts and fate to have brought us the right gifts will leave us waiting forever. All we need, William Stafford tells us, is this moment, the moment we decide to begin, when we take up the ambitions we will carry through the day and into the evening, and take the first steps of miles ultimately run. All it takes is an effort of will and of self-belief to set us on the path to whatever it is we are so afraid to achieve. It could be this moment right now, which you look back on as the beginning of it all. Imagine that. Imagine looking back on this moment and remembering not the light through the window or the sounds of the street, but the very first clenching of resolve. The moment you turned around and actually did it, whatever it might be. Wouldn't that be something worth remembering? You reading this, Be Ready, by William Stafford. Starting here, what do you want to remember? How sunlight creeps along a shining floor? What scent of old wood hovers, what softened sound from outside fills the air? Will you ever bring a better gift for the world than the breathing respect that you carry wherever you go right now? Are you waiting for time to show you some better thoughts? When you turn around starting here, lift this new glimpse that you found, carry into evening all that you want from this day. This interval you spent reading or hearing this, keep it for life. What can anyone give you greater than now, starting here, right in this room, when you turn around?
I could fly high.
Now, the parting poem that I have for you today on this Wellness Wednesday is a poem that I'm prescribing for the condition of second guessing or indecisiveness, or indeed for living in the past or speculating about the past or regret. And it's a very famous poem, but I do think that it's worth looking at again today. And it is, of course, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. It can be very easy to fixate on the road not taken. Who might I have been, we might wonder. What might I have achieved? Yet we seldom remember to consider the flip side. What might I have lost? Or what obstacles might have tripped me up on my way? That's the thing about unknowns. They fascinate us because we can fill them with whatever fantasies we wish to. When we imagine another life for ourselves, we tend not to include the back pain, bills or friendships never forged and spouses never met. We see the lives we might have had as golden and perfect. Agonizing over what might have been can become a form of self-flagellation which saps the joy from the one life that we actually have. Once we create a narrative for ourselves in which we have been robbed of all the riches the other way would have brought us, it is inevitable that we begin to resent the road that brought us here. Or worse still, it might cause us to doubt our very decision in the present too. As this wise and witty poem has always reminded me, however, the trick is to take responsibility for the choices that we make, without castigating ourselves for making them. Yes, our decisions brought us to where we are now. Nobody else can be blamed for that. Yet the roads were all but identical, the choice was arbitrary, and for all we know, we might be feeling exactly the same sorrows and the same joys had we picked the other path. Most importantly, like Frost's protagonist, we couldn't have travelled both ways and remained one traveller. It is life's choices that give it meaning, and they have meaning because they are our own. Anything else is second-guessing and idle speculation. So free yourself. Own your choice. Let go. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Although as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by. And that has made all the difference. Take care till next time, and be kind to your mind.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bends in the undergrowth. Took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. Step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, and knowing our way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. Ooh.
Somewhere ages and ages hence,
two roads diverged in a wooden night.
I took the one less traveled by,
and that has made all the difference. I shall.